You are listening to Strawberry Spring, based on a short story by Stephen King.
Is someone there? I can't see you through the fog. One of those idiot frat guys thinks this is funny. Jimmy? Roger? You're not funny. Where is the fog? Oh, God damn it! Fog is bad enough. Ice pavement. Come on. Come on. Oh, it's you, thank God. I think there's someone else out here and they were following me and... Oh, please! No, 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 don't! Help!
Listening to WSKX with DJ Kevin Hartigan. This is the Morning Heartbeat. It's time to rise and shine, new Sharonites. It's 7 o'clock, March 16th, 1976, and it's another foggy strawberry spring here in New England. If you can see your hand in front of your face, give us a call and request a song.
Oh, shit.
Time to scrape the ice from your windows, shovel out the driveway, and make your way to work. To get you going on your morning drive, here's a brand new one from KC and the Sunshine.
Honey, are you up? You're gonna be late. Did you break another lamp?
Yeah, I'm up. How'd you sleep?
Not bad.
How'd the baby sleep?
She kicks more than you do, but snores less. I'll make the coffee.
I'll be right down.
Hot and fresh, just how you like it.
Oh, you or the coffee?
Both.
Thank God. What would I do without you?
Go thirsty. You leave me any hot water?
Probably not.
Ugh, I guess I'll have to find out for myself.
Hey, be careful, would you? I'm not so sure hot water is good for the baby.
Where did you read that?
It's common sense.
Oh, well, as long as there's science behind that. Are you going to be late tonight?
Well, what day is it? Oh, yeah, a weekday. Then, yes.
That joke never gets old.
Good morning, new
Mind
Sharon.
If I turn this up?
Kevin Hartigan.
That's
here
my cue.
This is horrible. We just found out there was a murder on the campus of New Sharon College. Police are not releasing the victim's name, but sources close to the investigation tell us that it was a female co-ed, late teens to early 20s. We'll have more information.
Hello?
Henry, have you heard the news?
Yeah, just now on the radio.
There was a murder on campus. It has all the signs.
Wait, are you telling me?
We can't be sure, but as of right now, it looks like Springheel Jack is back.
Springheel Jack is back. It's a shock to the system hearing that name. It's almost been 8 years to the day the last time the fog was this heavy. In New England, they call it a strawberry spring. No one even knows why. God, what happened at New Sharon during the last one in 68? There might be a pattern for that too, but if anyone has figured it out, they've never said. I've heard every theory there was, especially having written the book on it. 8 years, and it's almost like it was yesterday.
Sharon College. You're listening to KSHR College Radio. DJ Kevin Hartigan here. It's time to rise and shine, new Sharonites. It's another foggy, rainy strawberry spring. Try and stay dry while you...
Ah, shit. Damn it. Did I break it?
I have some breaking news. This just in. I don't even know what to say. A female student was found murdered in the animal sciences parking lot. We don't have many details right now. Stay tuned for more information as it comes in.
When I heard Kevin that morning, I didn't even know it yet, but it would change my life forever. I remember throwing on my clothes and rushing across campus.
Excuse me. Out of the way.
Hey, watch out! Asshole, you just splashed me.
Sorry about that.
I didn't know where to turn, but as a journalism major, I had to get to the paper. It was the center of my universe. If there were answers to be found, I would find them at the New Sharon Times. Back then, journalism was my life, even as I was about to find out, at the expense of others.
Hey, Henry, did you hear? Gail Kerman was murdered last night.
Gail Kerman?
Yeah. I mean, why would somebody do that to her? Did you know her? Did anyone you know her?
What do we know so far?
You're asking me? Hardly anything. I thought you were the journalist. Hey, keep your ears open, would you? And if I hear anything, you'll be the first to know. Deal?
Deal.
All right, I gotta get back to the station. At least now I have a name.
Kevin was out for himself, but as long as I kept that in mind, I figured I could manage him. Everyone knew Gail, or at least they thought they did. She was an art major. She wore granny glasses just like John Lennon and had a good figure. She was the kind of girl who talked little and smiled less. She was shy, but friendly. And on the morning after her murder, everyone knew Gail Kerman, even if they didn't.
Someone get me a picture for the front page of Gail Kerman. And I mean now. Henry, get in here.
I remember 1968 like it was yesterday. Working with Anne at the New Sharon Times, we would drink coffee and stay up all night trying to hit deadlines. She was always pretty in a no-nonsense sort of way. We covered school sit-ins, police brutality, even Vietnam and the presidential election. But this one, Spring-Heeled Jack, this one hit close to home.
You look like shit. You feel okay?
Hangover. We have aspirin around here. Between that and the insomnia, I'm just grateful for instant coffee. To be honest, about the only thing that really helps me at night is a long walk and fresh air.
First of all, no one is grateful for instant coffee. I can't believe you drink that crap. Maybe that's what's giving you a headache.
Migraines.
That's a fancy word for headaches. Do you know what's giving me mine?
Let me guess. It's been over an hour since the story broke, and you still don't have a picture to run.
Good guess.
Have you assigned anyone to this yet?
No. Half our staff just found out. Morning classes weren't even canceled, so hardly anyone is due in until this afternoon for tomorrow's morning paper.
That's because my dad talked Dean Edwards out of it.
Why would Captain Spencer do that?
I don't know. I overheard him on the phone this morning. Guys, it is way worse than we've heard. Do you know John Dancy? Well, he found her, tripped over her body in the middle of the fog. They had to give him a sedative just for him to remember his name.
That's awful.
That's nothing. The awful part is Gail was cut apart. I overheard my dad, and he told Dean Edwards it's like a modern-day Jack the Ripper or something. The guy sliced through her torso. He said it looked like someone tried to dissect her. Trust me, they don't have a plan other than it's bad press to close down.
Okay, look, I'm here already. I'll run with it. And at the very least, I can get us a picture to print.
Done. Why are you still standing here?
I still need aspirin. I'll get that, then get the story.
Chelsea, keep eavesdropping on your dad. You might as well take advantage of being the police captain's daughter.
Do you have to remind me?
In this case, I do. Go!
Rachel, sorry. Hey, I know we're supposed to have a lunch date today, but things just got a little nuts.
I get it. Here, come out from under the rain.
Hey, do you want to just stop at the grinder and pick up some sandwiches?
In this weather, I have food at my apartment. We can make lunch there.
I don't have time for lunch. Let me just walk you home. I don't want you walking home alone if...
If what?
Look, I don't know. It's just I don't want anything to happen to you.
Do you think there's something to worry about? I mean, did that girl...
Gail.
Sorry, Gail. You don't think a random stranger killed her, do you?
I have no idea, but let me walk you home, okay? Just to be safe.
remember seeing the blank looks on everyone's faces as I walked Rachel back to her place. They all looked worried, but no one was more worried than Rachel. Things were just starting to get serious between us when it all started.
I know this probably isn't the right time, but we've both been so busy with graduation coming up.
What are you talking about? I don't graduate for 3 more months. That's like a lifetime.
No, it's like 3 more months. I need to know what are we doing after we graduate.
Oh, I thought we agreed. We'll move in together, get an apartment, go to Boston or New York. I'll get my journalism career going at a big paper, and you'll tell people they're crazy or whatever shrinks do.
Are you gonna be the one to tell my father that his little girl from the South is gonna be living in sin?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it.
Well, I have. And now there's this. In all seriousness, a murder right here on campus. I'm not sure I want to live in a big city like Boston or New York when we graduate. If this happens here, it's only worse in a place like New York.
Oh my God. Henry, is that police tape?
Just keep walking.
We're at the parking lot where they found the girl.
Hey, come on, let's go.
I don't understand. She was alive just a day ago. Now it's a murder scene. What's happening?
Look, they'll find the guy that did this.
I hope you're right.
Let's go before the rain picks up.
God, I hate this weather. I don't know what's worse, the fog or the rain.
The fog. It always reminds me of the accident.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. I can't imagine what that was like.
It was awful. I was 14 at the time. We just found out my dad died in the Korean War. Everything was falling apart. I remember my mom packing up our place. We're moving to be closer to her family. And I think we're on our way to my grandparents' house.
Mom, I can't see a thing. It's pitch black out.
How's your brother?
Junior sleeping. We should pull over and wait for the fog to clear.
We can't. We're in the middle of nowhere. I told your grandfather we'd be there by morning, and he'll be worried sick if we're not.
Oh, okay, but maybe just slow down a little. I can barely see past the hood of the car.
I'd never seen fog like that before. It was so thick, the headlights just bounced off it, like yellow polka dots on white cotton.
Mom, please slow down. Why are you speeding up?
It all happened so fast. I saw headlights from behind. They flashed in the rearview mirror.
I can't see a damn thing.
Then from out of nowhere, there was a deer in the middle of the road. My mom swerved.
Mom, look out!
Flipped over a few times. The car was crushed. I was thrown through the windshield. There were shards of glass stuck in my face, blood dripping from my forehead. I started to crawl back to the car. It was so dark in the fog I couldn't see, but the car was upside down and part of the underside caught fire. It was like a signal light, but it wasn't leading me to safety. It was the exact opposite.
Mom? Wake up. Mom! Mom, wake up! Junior?
The dome light flickered, and that's when I realized my mother's neck was broken.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And my brother was crushed under the roof of the car. I passed out on the side of the road. I woke up when I heard the sirens.
Hey, this one's alive. Get a search over here. Hurry.
The The accident left me with migraines and a severe case of insomnia. I spent weeks recovering. That's just about everything I can remember. But the fog always brings it back, like it just happened.
It's called emotional memory.
What is?
What you just described. You feel the emotions come back to you when something triggers it.
Look at you, diagnosing me on the spot.
I didn't diagnose anything. Just letting you know why you're feeling such intense memories.
So you're saying I'm not crazy?
No one's ever gonna say that.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yes.
Just to be safe, lock your door and don't open it for anyone?
Not even for you.
Well, okay, you can open it for me.
Will I see you tonight?
Maybe. Depends on how late I stay at the paper.
If it's after midnight, do not come knocking on my door.
All right, let's just agree now. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
With Rachel safely locked away, I followed up on some leads and headed back to the paper.
Anne!
Not now, Henry.
Anne, slow down.
We don't have time. We don't know anything about Gail Krimen, and we have a paper to print.
I know that. Just take a breath. I'll tell you what I have so far.
The clock is ticking.
Okay. She lived in the dorms, Shreve Hall. She was an art major. Mostly kept to herself, but she does have a boyfriend.
Name?
Carl Amalara.
Where was he last night?
I don't know.
Where does he live?
I don't know that either.
Henry, this is a big one. This one could put the new Sharon Times on the map.
I know that.
Oh, that you know. Good. Let's write what you have. We'll do a piece on campus safety. Who knows, maybe we have our very own New England Zodiac on our hands.
New England Zodiac?
I know. We'll come up with something catchier.
If I didn't know you better, I'd almost say finding a serial killer on campus sounds like wishful thinking.
Oh, well, it's good you know me better. Write up what you have, cover security on campus, and we'll start with that.
I spent the rest of that afternoon writing the front page. We didn't have a lot on Gail's murder. But I managed to turn it into a pretty compelling character piece about a talented girl whose life was cut short by senseless violence. I remember how fried I was that night. Between the murder, Rachel, and the rain and fog. It was a long day. I headed back to my place and crashed hard. But that first day was nothing compared to what came next.
Rise and shine, new Sharonites. It's time to get up and out of bed. Take a look outside. It seems like our strawberry spring will be with us for the foreseeable future.
Oh, shut the fuck up already. Oh, good. It's still shitty out. Hey, good morning. How'd you sleep?
Not good. Just keep thinking about Gail. I see you made the front page.
It was either that or the library dedication.
I think Anne made the right choice. You wanna come by and walk me to campus?
Sure thing. Give me 10 minutes, I'll be right over. Foggy out today.
Hold my hand and warm me up. I just felt like it'd be better if you walked me to class.
No problem. Happy to do it.
In the late 60s, it seemed like there was a protest for everything. The police presence on campus was heavy. They were looking to solve Gail Kerman's murder, but in the process, pissed just about everyone else off.
Ugh. Police just make things worse.
They're just doing their job.
That's what they said in Selma.
This isn't Selma.
That's why it's scarier. That's where she lived, isn't it?
Considering the flowers and the makeshift memorials in front of the dorm, it sure looks like it.
It's so sad. I'm only 20 years old.
It's funny how when someone dies, it means something to people, even if they don't know. There were at least a half dozen police cars parked in front of Shreve Hall where Gail lived. It was weird to see. It wasn't like the Vietnam protests. That was an ocean away. Tensions ran high in '68. No one trusted anyone. between the civil rights protests, the hippies, Black Panthers, the war, and now the murder. The tension was as thick as the fog, and no one was immune. This was about one of our own, and everyone wanted to know what the police were going to do about it.
You two have student IDs?
I do. Rachel, you have yours with you?
I have a class to get to. I don't have time for this.
I need to see identification.
Henry, let's go. I'm gonna be late. This is my stop.
First floor, psych majors, lingerie, rubber sheets.
I know, you're just trying to lighten things up, but if you're not careful, this is where you'll find ex-girlfriends too. Meet me later.
As long as
I'm not working late at the paper.
You got it.
Look at you rolling in at the cracker 10. What do you have for me?
Well, there's about a half dozen cops in front of Kerman's dorm.
And Henry, I'm hearing rumors there's going to be a curfew.
Wow, really? How would they enforce that?
They're pigs and racists.
I love your passion. Dean Edwards is calling for all students on campus to meet at the quad at noon. So something big is going to go down.
You're either part of the problem or part of the solution. And my father, he's part of the problem.
Well, looks like we're all going to go so we can hear what he has to say for himself.
There's a lot of TV stations here. We have to stay ahead of the news outlets.
They're not even from here. I can't believe this story is getting that much interest this quickly.
It's not every day there's a murder on a college campus.
No, that's why we have to stay on top of it.
Hello? Can you hear me? Okay then. I know you're all worried about what happened to Gail Kerman last night. I am too. As you know, we take great pride in our student body here at New Sharon, so that is why, after consulting with Captain Spencer of the New Sharon Police Department and with our board, we have decided that starting tonight, the campus of New Sharon College will be under curfew beginning at 10 o'clock. I repeat, 10 o'clock. Now, Captain Spencer is here with some additional information. So I'm going to turn over the microphone to him, Captain Spencer.
Thank you, Dean Edwards. As you may have heard by now, a sophomore by the name of Gail Kerman was found dead last night, just after 11 in the Animal Sciences parking lot. If anyone has any information or saw anything, please notify us, as this is an ongoing investigation. Now, as the dean said, starting tonight at 10, the campus will be under curfew. In addition, we will have our officers stationed on campus to enforce it. And just so you know, anyone outside on campus after 10 p.m. will be detained, cited, and arrested. Now, I think you all know my own daughter Chelsea is a sophomore.
I cannot tell you how much I hate him right now.
And this curfew is being put in place to protect all of you. We are investigating the murder of Gail Kerman, and until we make an arrest, everyone must remain vigilant. Thank you, and stay safe. I want everyone to leave the quad immediately!
I have to go. It's bad enough you two know he's my father. Now everyone knows.
Well, we have a new headline.
We do. But we still don't know who killed Gail Kerman. Or why.
With the curfew in place, there wasn't anything left to do but study. I remember that second night of Strawberry Spring. I was in my room. I could barely see out the window. The fog was so thick when Kevin burst in.
They caught him.
What? Who?
I heard it over at the grinder. Gail Kerman's boyfriend did it. His name is Carl Amalara. Thank God. Now maybe we can all get back to normal.
Yeah. Thank God.
You could hear everyone coming out into the hallway. It was the only thing anyone was talking about. I remember feeling relieved. I sat back. I was happy they caught the guy. A lover's quarrel had run its course. But at the same time, I was disappointed. My journalistic intentions were left unfulfilled. I had to cancel on Rachel and made a beeline for the Times. The fog was worse that night than any I had ever seen. As I made my way across campus, I imagined this must be what it's like to be blind. We have some pictures to go with the story. I called downstairs and the guys think they'll be able to change the front page.
Thanks. Looks like that was an open and shut story for us.
Yeah. Hard to believe Emma Lara could be that violent.
Did you know him?
I mean, not really. He was a dishwasher at the Grinder. I'd see him every once in a while when I was in there with Rachel.
Chelsea went over to the police station. She's gonna try and get a copy of the report. If nothing else, we can do a follow-up.
What are you looking at?
You still look like shit.
Ugh, these glorious migraines. Usually coffee and aspirin does the trick.
How about rest? That ever work? Go home and get some sleep. There's not much more to write about this one. Looks like the cops got their man.
As I headed home, I noticed dark shadows in the white fog. It was probably my imagination. No one was supposed to be out, including me. But with the killer caught, I wasn't too worried about the curfew. The story had written itself, or so we all thought. But we were about to find out there was, and still is, more to the story.
Strawberry Spring is a production of Audio Up Media and iHeartRadio. Executive produced by Lee Metzger, Jared Gutstadt, and Philip Alverstadt. Written and directed by Lee Metzger. Starring Garrett Hedlund, Milo Ventimiglia, Horizon Guardiola, Sydney Sweeney, Ken Marino, Al Madrigal, and Breck Bassinger. Audio Up in-house production by Jordana Glick-Franzheim and Laura Ramadet. Edited by Carrie Caulfield-Arick and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Sound design and mix by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Score by Jeff Peters. Songs and music by Jarrett Gutstadt and Jesse Siebenberg. Strawberry Spring is published in Stephen King's short story collection Night Shift. Available in paperback and ebook from Anchor Books and as an audiobook from Penguin Random House Audio. For the full list of production credits, please visit audioup.com. You can find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.